You're listening to the Vacation Rental Managers Podcast with Sarah and T.
Sarah stands for me, Sarah Bradford, a 15-year vacation rental company owner in Colorado who sold the company for big bucks last year.
And T stands for me, Tim Cafferty, who's still moving and shaking with two companies, Outer Banks Blue and Sandbridge Blue, in North Carolina and Virginia, respectively.
Between us, we have managed over 700 properties, making lasting memories for over 100,000 guests and produced over 150 podcast episodes and counting, sharing all of our secrets to growing a profitable, long-lasting vacation rental company.
We like to call those secrets pullover moments, and it wouldn't be possible without support from our pullover partners, ICND, KeyData, and Sojo.
We're back and better than ever.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Sarah. And we want to say welcome, vacation rental superheroes. Welcome back to another electrifying episode. Today, we're going to embark on an epic adventure through the cutting edge world of AI in short-term rentals, also known as vacation rentals. Tailored specifically for you, the masters of managing vacation homes. You, dear listener, are the heartbeat of the vacation rental universe, right, Tim?
Amen, sister. Preach.
Just juggling bookings, ensuring seamless check-ins, and turning each guest stay into a memory they'll cherish forever, or hopefully they won't remember all the bad stuff. Tim, what if we told the listeners that there's a game changer on the horizon? That's right, folks. Artificial intelligence, otherwise known as AI. It is here to take your property management prowess to the next level. Imagine this: AI-powered algorithms that fine-tune your pricing strategy, automation tools that handle guest inquiries faster than you can say welcome, and data insights that unlock the hidden potential of every single one of your properties. It's not just a dream. It's the future of vacation rental management, and it's knocking on your door. Stay tuned, property management mavens, as we dive deep into the AI revolution that's reshaping the way you do business. Get ready to unleash your inner vacation rental superhero, because the future starts now.
So grab your cape, fire up those algorithms, and let's soar into a world where every home is a masterpiece and every guest is a VIP. Your journey to AI-powered success starts right here, right now.
Wait, who was that?
Did AI just take over our show?
Well, in a way, yes. That intro was written by none other than ChatGPT, and the unknown voice was none other than Miss Megan Moylan, the executive director at Outpost, vacation rental company and other ancillary services in Jackson, Wyoming, also the host of Workflows and Expressos podcast. Welcome, Megan.
Hello. Hi, guys. I'm so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you from Jackson. We've never had anyone from Wyoming on the show. So, Megan, you have worked at 360 Blue with Jason Sprinkle. You were almost pretty much like the first person at KeyData other than the developers. And then you just put out, I think, a 9-episode podcast that Tim was just referring to. How many? Yep.
Seven.
And I listened to it. So I was like, who's this girl? Because I had only met you when you had really cute shoes at the women's conference. And I heard you talk about artificial intelligence, and you talked about a way to use it that we're going to get into today that isn't just using ChatGPT the way we've all just heard, write a description. And I immediately texted you and I said, hold on, I want to dig deeper. This is good stuff. So we're so happy you've joined us. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so excited. We have a lot to cover.
So let's start with the basic. I've heard this term AI thrown around, and it manifests itself most to me with ChatGPT. But how would you describe AI as we start this journey?
I think in the beginning, machine learning, like I had absolutely no idea what it meant. And to me, it was just kind of like the back end things that developers use that happened overnight while you were sleeping. And then you showed up and all this amazing stuff happened to your software. And now I view it as my favorite coworker. It feels like an extension of me. People say that you can only access like 9% of your brain. I think that's not true anyway, but like, it feels like the other 91%. Like if I was able to access my whole brain, that's AI to me.
That's a cool way to say it. You know, I think we all roll our eyes because we don't even know what it means or how to use it. Most of us, I'd say 90, let's use the 91% again. 91% of people think it's ChatGPT. That is it. But I do believe after digging more into this topic and preparing that it could be huge time savings for vacation rental managers and staff, which we all need. We are all overtaxed in what we're doing. People can't always write beautifully. They can't write consistently. Better decision-making. There's all sorts of smart ways that it can tell us what we should do with the data out there. And then we can focus on tasks that, believe it or not, AI cannot do yet. So let's get into it. Our goal today, Megan, is that Tim and I and you have a great discussion about 8 areas that AI could possibly be used today or very soon. And we're hoping that by the end of this, the listener can stop the podcast and you will want to tell your staff all the exciting things you learned today. And hopefully this will save you time and make your company better. So let's get started. Tim, do you want to kick off the first one?
Well, number one would be the vacation rental marketing aspect of it, writing property descriptions, that whole thing. Talk to us about that, Megan.
Yeah. So I think when you think of marketing and AI, writing those property descriptions is kind of the first thing that comes to your head. But one really cool thing that I like to use AI for is database segmentation. You can actually export your database and upload the Excel sheet into ChatGPT. I use ChatGPT 4, which I know we're going to talk about like paid versus free version later on, but it can tell you here are the main zip codes that your guests are coming from. Here's where they've booked. Depending on how much data you give it, it can fully analyze a spreadsheet and help you segment your database. So if you want to say like, show me the guests that typically book Teton Village versus the town of Jackson. And then I want to build a 3 email campaign to these guests highlighting my 4 underperforming properties. Can you build out this campaign for me? And it'll tell you what your taglines need to be. It'll give you the body of your emails. Yes, it's only as good as the data that you're giving it, but the data it gives back to you is certainly not what you want to use. Like you don't want to copy and paste it and send that email. Like you can certainly tell when something's written by ChatGPT, but I think, and Sarah, you were alluding to this earlier, like it just saves so much time. The research that would have otherwise been done by a member of your team or even like an outsourced digital marketer. I know many people use outsourced digital teams. It now can just be something that you kind of hand to somebody in a bow and say, here's the people that I want to send it to. I want these campaigns to sound very similar to this, but I want it to sound natural. Can you take this and put something together for me?
What? I hate using this word, but let's unpack that. You're saying with the paid version of ChatGPT, which is about how much money?
It's $20 a month.
We pay more for coffee than that. You can upload a spreadsheet that has all your bookings, let's say, where they're all from, when they book, how long they booked, how much they booked for, which property. You upload and then you ask ChatGPT to tell you whatever you want to know from that data.
Yeah.
Are you getting this, Tim? Are you doing this?
It's crazy. It really is.
I mean, we could just end the podcast now. Everyone go do that. Goodbye. Thank you for listening.
We can talk about shoes the rest of the time.
I mean, we really could because we have so much time now because of AI. This is wild. This is like my dream of data analysis because yes, we all could have another third party do it, or we could have done it ourselves, or we ask a staff to do it. But that felt like pulling teeth. The fact you could have all the data there and then just be typing, where are most people from that book for Christmas? Or what's our average stay? Or how all the things you're saying it could calculate, it could figure out.
I will upload a budget. We have a coffee shop is one of our businesses. I'll upload the budget and say, can you analyze the budget for me and tell me if we are spending too much money on milk compared to industry averages? And it will literally say back, well, industry average says that you should spend X percent of coffee sales on milk and you're spending this percent. I recommend that you lower it by X amount.
Boom, drop the mic. All right. Well, the other really basic way to do vacation rental marketing with AI is writing property descriptions. Talk about that, because I know you have discussed that too.
Yes. I mean, that is a huge time saver just in and of itself. Previously, I know for a lot of big vacational veterans, it doesn't seem like it's been a long time, but I've been in the industry now for almost 10 years. And when I first started, we had a copywriter that hand wrote every single property description, and then we would put it into Escapia and it would push out to the website and to VRBO. And that's not the case anymore with ChatGPT. Like, as long as ChatGPT has the amenities that your property has and where it's located and what's important to you to showcase, it can fully write a description. You can tell it how long you want it to be. You can tell it to write it in the tone of Oprah Winfrey if you want it to. You can say, write this in the tone of Sarah and T. It literally, I wouldn't say that it will spit out your exact result every single time. The first question that you ask it, it's not going to spit out a perfect result. But if you refine your answer, and this is one of your tips, Sarah, if you continue to prompt it, you will get yourself something pretty dang close to what you want it to be. And that in and of itself, I mean, we have 260 properties, is a major time saver, and blogs as well. And ensuring that your blogs are SEO friendly and can ensure that you're ranking where you need to rank, then you can have ChatGPT write those blogs for you, which has been really great for us because blogs seem to be the thing that fall the wayside every single month, right? It just is the least important thing to us because we have so much stuff to do. And so that's been a huge help for us as well.
We had someone on the podcast recently. We were talking about AI, and we were also talking about how you still need to have some human intervention here because Google has raised the bar. It's almost like they have AI to analyze your AI to make sure it ranks properly, right? So talk to us about that. What part of human intervention still plays on this?
I would say that it's not necessarily 50%. I would say the AI can actually take over 50% of the work from you. I think 70-30 or even 80-20 is a good rule of thumb. And it requires a lot of training of your team. Number one, you have to get your team comfortable with AI and explain to them that there are so many things that AI can't do, because I think a lot of employees are worried, especially on the marketing side of things, about what this could mean for their job and the future of their career in and of itself. What I tell people all the time is AI can't manage people, right? AI can't sit in a team meeting and build culture. What it can do is free up our time to allow us to spend brain power on things that actually move the company forward. And so I think with that 20%, right, you know, the employees that are just taking AI and like sending it straight off to a guest or a client, like it happens all the time, but creating some type of SOP, which AI can help you with, to send to your employees to say like, okay, step one, if you're writing a property description, like ensure that you're putting X information into ChatGPT. When you get it out, you and a peer or you yourself read through this. Sometimes, I mean, for really important items, we will still send things to a copywriter, but a copywriter isn't doing 100% of the work.
I mean, I think a lot of us have tried to write property descriptions, for example, and you just see that little cursor blinking and you think, okay, here we go. From the mountains of Colorado, blah, blah, blah. Just the fact it could start it would be amazing. I think we made it clear, Tim, that the intro today we got from ChatGPT. So what I did for that is I entered a little bit about Megan, like I liked her shoes, and we're going to talk about artificial intelligence and write an intro for our podcast. Then it spit something out, which I liked, but it wasn't the right tone. So I said, make this a little funnier and a little more clever. And then it just, bloop, and it did. And then I said, I don't like how you said this. And it's like, okay, bloop. Like it just, you have to keep refining it. And we are not used to telling a computer that. The general public is not used to saying back, oh no, I don't like that. Because when Alexa plays a song I don't like and I tell her to skip the song, I never feel like she goes, oh yeah, you do like these other songs better. This is our first experience with it. But I'm just thinking about how amazing it's going to be, which probably is right around the corner, that we can get software in our companies that we plug in all this data, like you're saying, and it plugs back emails to send to each person individually. Like, I've always wanted to put the picture of the home where they stayed before, right, Tim? Like, that would take you forever with 300 some properties. But if AI is probably gonna be able to do this very soon, right, Megan? Or does it do it already?
I mean, you can have it add images. The one thing that I've wanted it to do that it does not do is it can't read links to like websites specifically. So for example, if you want to say like, hey, can you look at my competitor's website and tell me what you think they could improve on? How many homes do they have? The majority of homes have how many bedrooms? It will say to you like, oh, I can't read Sarah's rental company's website, but I do know that they operate in this area and have roughly, like, it can give you a little bit of information, but I mean, I think that type of thing is coming. What's missing right now? And even just thinking about how far we've come. I mean, we talked about 10 years ago, literally setting rates 10 years ago. It took me 40 hours a week to manage 200 properties only using Excel. And that's it. There was no key data back then. And like the same is true for every other aspect of property management. Anyone that's just getting into the industry now, like, you're lucky.
Transitioning from point number one, marketing, it seems like owner acquisition is right up the same alley. Tell us about how we could use it in that area.
This is really interesting. I actually tested this morning before I knew we were going to record this. I typed into ChatGPT, I want to target homeowners that typically have a gross annual revenue of over $100,000 that are within this area of Jackson, Wyoming. Will you tell me what neighborhoods I should focus on? And then can you let me know what my mailer should say when I send out my mailer? And it said, these are the neighborhoods that typically have higher end properties. Here's the property breakdown in most of these areas. Most of them are three bedrooms. This neighborhood specifically, here are all the great things about it. Here's its proximity to Jackson, and here's how you can market it to guests. I mean, it was insane. And I'd actually never done that, but I gave myself a new idea today that just one, for targeting those potential homeowners. And then two, we already know that it can create campaigns. Collateral is another, just any print collateral that when you want to meet with a new homeowner to give them an overview of your program or of your area specifically, like it can tell us how many rental homes there are in Jackson, Wyoming. Of those, what Outpost manages. And we can put all of that into a report, so to speak, and give it to a homeowner.
So really a great thing for any listener to do would be when you have a question in your business, have ChatGPT open and try it. Just ask the question. So Tim, let's get into just for a break here in homeowner acquisition. If you are going to use it for that or vacation rental marketing using ChatGPT, well, first of all, Megan, I guess, what's the difference between the paid and the not paid? I think you should just get the paid for $20 a month.
Yeah, I agree. So it's essentially, it's faster and it's more accurate. It's just like a more powerful version. So the answer quality is better, more thorough. It can analyze data a little bit better. There's a bunch of technical speak, but essentially it is ChatGPT 3.5, which is the free version. ChatGPT 4, which is the paid version, is it on steroids. I have found it to be just more thorough in its answers. And you can also use plugins, which has been really helpful. So for example, like an AI image generator, you can use for ChatGPT 4 that you actually can't use in ChatGPT 3.5. So I could say like, generate an image of Sarah and Tim eating ice cream in Jackson at the top of the tram. And it can like generate that image for you.
For $20 a month?
New cover art for the podcast.
Oh my gosh. This is, well, Tim used a little AI, you know, if anybody's listened to recent episodes, Snoop Dogg might've done our outro. I don't know how that happened. Get the paid version. And then I've heard to be very specific about what you need. Ask follow-up questions like we talked about. Keep asking more questions and refining it. Provide context, like give it the info you already know so it can do the right research for you and give you the response you want. And then I also heard, because you're logged in as you with ChatGPT, it learns about you and it learns your tone over time. And the more you use it, the more it gives you what you want. Have you noticed that?
I told you guys this earlier, but I got engaged last weekend. And so I said, like, hey, I just got engaged and I want to send out like an engagement party invite with a little blurb about whatever. And it literally wrote back, congratulations to you and Clark. You guys are going to have the best time snowboarding for the rest of your lives together with your two dogs, Sage and Bentley. Wow. It was insane. So yes, it does learn about you over time.
Well, and that leads us right to the next point about dealing with existing property owners. This is gold, baby.
100%. If they know that Megan is already a problematic owner and you say, oh, I just got an email from Megan. She's concerned about bookings again. It can literally recall, oh, well, the last time you talked to Megan, this is what you shared with her. Let's try talking to her about this month.
What? Okay.
It's almost scary, right?
That is wild. Okay. So number three, so we've talked about vacation rental marketing, maybe the descriptions, all the data you can enter to figure out how to market to guests. We talked about a little bit homeowner acquisition. So we're moving on to number three. Let's get through. We have eight areas to go through. This existing homeowner communication Tim brought up. I know that you have used AI, Megan, you said on your podcast about inputting property data here to help one of your staff members create a good response to a homeowner that inevitably we all have them that call in or write in that they're disappointed with bookings. Tell us about that.
So essentially, it's very similar to the data that we talked about on the marketing side. You can send the data, we'll export from Key Data the performance of the property. Upload it into ChatGPT and say, the owner's concerned about spring break bookings. Here's this year's data and last year's data. Can you help me draft an email where we're explaining to her that we're still in our booking window for spring break and we anticipate, you know, like give it some context with a little bit of knowledge that you have that it wouldn't know. And it can spit back a full email to your owner while also analyzing the data and pointing out a few points that you either might not have recognized or just didn't have the time to like dive into.
Okay. Tim, you know how overwhelming it is for staff when they get that email from a homeowner. I think it is. Wouldn't you use something like that to at least get started with responding?
Could have saved me an hour and 15 minutes today because I had to go and visit with a property owner to explain the exact things I could have done on a ChatGPT. Yes.
And Megan mentioned Key Data that you may give to AI. Funny enough, Key Data is sponsoring this episode. What? So we're going to just take a minute and see what Key Data wants to teach us about AI.
Hey, it's Daniel from Key Data. Right now, Megan is sharing some awesome advice about importing data sets into AI. We're living in the future. But where can you get the data to put into those AI solutions? Key Data offers dozens of reports that can be exported as a PDF or a CSV file, uploaded into AI generators like ChatGPT-4, and analyzed by AI, saving you time. Being specific in what you want the AI generator to do with the data is key. For example, you could upload the Key Data Owner Reports PDF into ChatGPT-4 and tell it something like, analyze the performance of this property, explaining what steps we can take to improve RevPAR. Now, this may take some refinement, but much of the legwork will be done with AI. Do the same thing with the company snapshot to write a company update, or the leaderboard report to help your reservationists guide guests into struggling units. Nuances like owner holds, last minute cancellations, and booking trends all matter when you want to analyze your performance, so it also matters for AI analysis. In order to see these nuances, you have to have direct source data. So, if possible, make sure your data source isn't the scrape data from Airbnb and VRBO. Exporting reports directly from Key Data and uploading to AI providers with clear prompts will streamline your processes while providing analysis you can trust.
Wow, the hits just keep on coming. Already gotten three major takeaways here on existing homeowner communication, homeowner acquisition, marketing. Now Key Data just drops a bomb on us. So let's move on now to guest communication and the whole idea of bots and communicating with our guests on a 24-hour support. Are you doing this yet, Megan?
We are not. So we did At 360, we use something called Intercom, which I highly recommend. And it's a bot in the beginning that ultimately leads to a representative. And essentially, you can develop prompts where it'll say like, hi, why are you reaching out today? Are you a new guest or an existing customer? And it'll lead you through these prompts and it'll drop these people in specific inboxes. So, you know, like, okay, the existing guest inbox is full. It's already gone through these prompts. We know what their issue is already. So we can address it this way. We're using chat through track right now, but I got to tell you, I'm a fan of the early bot intervention and then to a person.
I think it's especially helpful with push to chat, you know, on a website, because it was really hard for us to stay on the chat 24/7 if someone wrote. Because you forget, like someone goes to the bathroom or they grab their lunch or they're talking to Joe over here. And then all of a sudden you've missed that person that asked a question. So are you using that anyway in your website where the person, it says like, hi, what can I do for you today? And they say, well, I'm looking at this house and I want to know if there's an ironing board. And then the bot could at least go, oh, let me check on the ironing board. And then it would possibly even be able to go see if there is an ironing board. Is that the idea there?
Yes. So we don't use it to that capability now, but that is a thing.
Okay. And that thing probably will grow.
Right. Well, and growing out of that, we're launching a product this year where the guests in may chat and say, I can't find the Wi-Fi password for this house. Oh, let me check on that. Here it is. It's ABC123. Can I help you with anything else?
And Boom. You're having that like in your texting program, Tim?
Yes.
That is so cool. That would have saved so much time.
I know.
Right? That's all I can think about. That's just years shaved off your life.
Right.
I mean, we used to have like post-its all over the walls because you couldn't find that stuff fast enough. And so be like, oh, that's that one with the weird garage code. Okay, what is it? Oh, it's 2476. I mean, the fact that that would be there and what that sounds like to me is you're uploading a bunch of data, Tim, just like Megan's talking about, and then the bot accesses that.
It's happening right now. Yes, ma'am. There is a lot of front end work, but mm-hmm. I'm going to have so many more beers this summer because I won't have to be on chat.
You're going to be a boozer like
there are time. You're going to be on Tim time.
Yeah, could be. I'll be. You can find me on number 16 green.
All right. So lots of stuff we can do with guest communication. Number 5 is something is talked about a lot. So we won't spend too much time on it. But Megan, I know you were in charge of revenue management at 360 Blue. And then you moved into Key Data, both companies at one point owned by Jason Sprinkle. Well, he still owns Key Data. So talk about setting rates with AI.
Another thing I did today, which is along the same vein of the homeowner acquisition message to ChatGPT, as I said, hey, I'm bringing on a property. Here's the address. These are the features. It has really nice furnishings. It was built in this year, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, hot tub access. What do you think I should rent it for this year? And it gave me a full breakdown. And I compared it to our actual rates. This is just a little test to see, right? Like property projections are something that so much time is spent projecting new properties, right? I think that's one thing that we can all agree on. And there has been zero AI solution for it. We used to have a one person dedicated at 360 and all they did was property projections all day long because we got so many new homeowners.
Yeah.
And it spit out rates for me. It didn't specify enough like this week, this is exactly what you should charge, but it gave me a framework to use. And I compared it to our actual rates and it was actually pretty similar, which I thought was interesting. The range was a little larger. Like it would say between $750 and $1,000 a night versus like $750, $800 a night, but it does give you some type of frame of reference. And that I've found to be, after this call, I'm going to get off and be like, wait till you guys hear what I figured out today.
The theme I'm hearing here is AI can spit out all of this to you in a jaw-dropping way. What's not quite there yet is the interpretation of that to throw it into a beautiful email, to throw it into a beautiful brochure, to throw it into a projection sheet that you've created the format of how you want all that to look, and it just populates it with the AI output. Do you follow me?
it still definitely needs that human touch, which, you know, might always be extremely important. I think the moment where it's not important at all, I guess, could be the concerning point.
One more thing on the day-to-day of rental management, and we're starting to sound like a commercial for ChatGPT Plus or Chat 4.0, but those property management functions that we know are coming, we could have predictive maintenance or scheduling of air filter changes and things like that. I'm not using it, but I can see it being used. Are you there yet, Megan?
Handbooks for housekeepers. That's one place that we started. Translating the handbooks into Spanish, another thing.
Oh my gosh, for $20 a month?
Mm-hmm.
They need to be a sponsor.
I know. Who are they? So yeah, okay. So let's call that number six, property management. Educating your property management staff. I'm thinking about this cleaning optimization. We used to have 10 teams and 50 places we had to clean that day. And to figure out the best order of who should do what and which team should take what and how they should go to each property, that could be incredible. That took hours each day to figure out.
This is how many cleans we have. These are the areas they're in. And these are the teams that we have working on this specific day. What do you think is the best way to schedule these? The cleans have to be done by 3 p.m. and they're going to start at 9 a.m.
Oh, and by the way, here's the data on the guests that are going to leave early and the guests that are going to leave hopefully on time. And then here's the data on those that have asked for early check-ins. Clean these first. Okay. Number seven of the eight ways you can use AI in the vacation rental industry is personalized recommendations. So let's talk about this, Megan. Leveraging AI to analyze guest preferences, behavior, booking history to provide these personalized recommendations. Are you doing that at all?
Mainly for what we're putting into our guest app, which is not really an app. It's just an online like portal, so to speak. We're able to tailor the experience using ChatGPT. Like, hey, we want to send our guests to two restaurants, one nice one, one more casual restaurant. And the guests typically always respond in their reviews about how much they love dog sledding. So can you make sure that you write up a little blurb that sounds appealing for both of those activities? We'll put them in our guest app. And then we'll talk to those businesses and say, hey, we had ChatGPT, we won't tell them that part, analyze this data and 30% of our winter guests are using your service. Like, do you think we could develop a partnership together? It just gives you so much insight into things you otherwise, honestly, like wouldn't have had time to look into. You're almost sitting here being like, how else could I have it analyze guest data today or owner data? And you start to find out all these things that you never really knew about your own business.
Entrepreneur extraordinaire. That's fantastic.
Well, now I'm going Star Trek-y on that one, that I bet soon we'll be able to say, send existing guests ideas of where to eat dinner tonight. And it will go out, find the ones that have reservation openings, and it could send to the guest, hey, if you're looking for dinner tonight, Laundry has a rare opening. We have a restaurant called Laundry. Laundry's has a rare opening at 6:30 for 7. And we see there's 7 people in your group. You might want to snag that. I mean, I bet that's going to start happening.
And then wait till it can book it for you. Sounds great. Can you reserve a table for us for 4 and specify that one of us is gluten-free?
Yes. Get the gluten-free in there somehow. ChatGPT.
It's not me.
It's our last one, Tim. Our last one we're going to talk about.
Is the one I'm looking most forward to because this is on me still. I have not figured out how to crack the code on reputation management. Utilizing AI's powered platforms to sniff it out and extinguish the fire before it starts to be ablaze. What can we do there, Megan?
So this is one area that I have also had issues with. I am looking for the perfect software that can respond to reviews. But before it responds, if a review is 4 stars or less, I want it to notify me and I want it to draft a response that I can then review and edit and then send back to it, and it can post to any channel, to my website, to Vrbo, to Airbnb, and to Google. And I have not found that yet. We are like on a major hunt, but if any listeners respond to y'all and tell you that they have one and it's amazing, you got to let me know. I have all the ideas for it. So maybe we should just start something here, Tim.
Yeah, I know what to say. And sometimes it is so hard to say, I am so disappointed you didn't have a great experience, when you want to say, well, your child's ugly.
Yeah. And if AI learns your tone too much, Tim, it might respond like that. So we got to be careful.
Yeah. Terry White, do you hear that? You remember Terry in his reviews?
Oh,
response
yeah.
Response is not so great.
But then think about the upside of that. AI would be able to look at all of your reviews and kick out maybe 10 things you need to look for. We did that manually. We would look through all the reviews and see if we saw a trend. But sometimes it's hard to see a trend when the review saying the oven doesn't get hot enough only happens every 6 months. You forget that 6 months ago, somebody said that about that home. So that AI could say, hey, I'm seeing these trends of what people are saying about these specific properties without you having to produce that. Then you show it to the homeowner. That's powerful stuff. So, all right, somebody's got to create that real quick in the software world. So there is so much we just threw at you. Let's go back through it. Megan, you're going to do the summary with us. All right. I'll start on number one. We talked about vacation rental marketing, not just writing property descriptions, but as Megan has opened our eyes to, uploading data into this $20 a month ChatGPT software to identify the guests we should be targeting, personalized marketing messages, and much more.
Property descriptions, writing blogs, creating marketing campaigns, and segmenting your database. Four things that you can do right now for marketing.
Number two was homeowner acquisition.
Creating content for a mailer or collateral, helping target specific homeowners in specific areas, and of course, creating those email campaigns.
Number three, existing homeowner communication. How can you use it?
Helping to draft an email or a newsletter to a homeowner or a group of homeowners, or importing data from a spreadsheet and having it analyze performance.
Number four was guest communications. How do we do it?
Chatbots, baby. Time to go find one.
Number five, something everyone talks about, revenue management, but it's going to go the next level with setting rates using AI.
Assisting with the creation of your seasons and your base pricing, and helping with property projections.
Number six is what we do all the time, the day-to-day operations of property management.
Cleaning checklists. Do it, use it. It's going to save you so much time already, and helping develop a framework for the amenities that each homeowner needs to provide so you can send that list and onboarding.
Number seven, personalized recommendations.
Inputting local information into your guest portal or guest app, all powered by ChatGPT, and exporting reviews from your guests where they're specifically mentioning where they like to go in your area. So you can use that and refeed it to new guests.
And number eight was our wonk, 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 reputation management. We're not quite there yet.
Call us when you find that magic review responding AI tool. I want to know who it is, who developed it, and how I can get my hands on it.
All right. You heard it here. Thank you so much, Megan Moylan. You have just blown everyone's mind. Some people may be thinking, okay, I can't do this anymore. This is beyond me. But I do think it can save a lot of time, even just start trying ChatGPT with writing an email you're struggling with, or like we said, a property description, and you'll get more and more comfortable with it. And it'll get to know you, and it might start speaking like you.
You can only hope. Thank you so much for having me.
You were fantastic. You're delightful. You're newly engaged. And we didn't even get to talk about your shoes. We'll have to have you back next time for that. She's the executive director of the Outpost Group. She's Megan Moylan. And we appreciate you being here.
If you want to hear more of Megan, she has 7 episodes out there called Workflows and Expressos. Go listen. And she says she's all quirky, but you haven't been quirky. We uncorked you.
I think because I've been like, I got to keep it together. I'm with two professionals here on a timeline. And Tim,
we are so professional.
Yeah. Every time I see one of y'all's fingers start to come up, my heart starts racing.
Tim, last thing I have for you. What are you going to do today that has to do with artificial intelligence? What are you going to tell your staff?
I'm going to give them the password and the log on for Chat GPT 4.0. Woo! How about that?
All right, we're selling some subscriptions today. Thank you, Megan. Talk to you soon.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Bye.
So long.
You've just listened to Sarah and T, the Professional Vacation Rental Managers podcast, hosted by Tim Cafferty of Outer Banks Blue and Sandbridge Blue, and Sarah Bradford, former owner of two vacation rental companies in Colorado, now advising other VR companies to thrive and grow. Today's episode was brought to you by their podcast partner, Key Data. Key Data provides access to granular, unique data for vacation rentals and hotels to navigate uncertainty with confidence. With deep roots in property management and data partnerships with all the leading experts in the vacation rental industry, Key Data goes deeper than any other data provider, giving you all easy access to data you need for information, critical pricing, marketing, and budgeting decisions. KeyDataDashboard.com is their website for you to find more information. Special thanks also to ICND for hosting Sarah and T's website. Sarah and T love to hear from their listeners. You can reach out to them on Facebook, LinkedIn, or their website, sarahandt.com. They always love to read a review on your favorite podcast app. Even better, if you like this episode, share it with a friend. Sarah and T will be back with a new episode very soon.